Media release. Producers note. This document shows the logo of the NZSL board, New Zealand Sign Language Board, Te Oranga Reoreta. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 14th of November 2025. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by /in then 4 digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Media release. New 10-year strategy to increase use of New Zealand Sign Language. A new 10-year strategy, setting out how Aotearoa New Zealand can work together to strengthen and increase the use of New Zealand Sign Language, NZSL, has been launched by the NZSL Board. The strategy New Zealand Sign Language, Everyone, Everywhere, Every Day reflects the Board's ambitions for a strong and vibrant language that is recognised and embraced as living language by all New Zealanders. We want NZSL to be a language that supports and improves the lives of deaf people, Turi Māori, Māori deaf people, and NZSL users, says NZSL Board Chair Catherine Greenwood. The strategy takes a new approach by both supporting NZSL users to learn and use the language, and by ensuring non-NZSL users understand its importance and embrace its use. The strategy's 5 priority areas include supporting deaf and NZSL using children and their families to learn and use NZSL and ensuring there is a skilled workforce to sustain that support. Government departments will be required to develop capability plans to support the use of NZSL. These will include providing more information and services in NZSL and giving staff the opportunity to learn both the language and about deaf culture. Given the ambition of the strategy, we have extended its life from 5 to 10 years so we can make progress on long-standing issues, says Greenwood. NZSL is more than just an official language of New Zealand. It is vital for connection and inclusion and is used by many deaf, Turi Māori and NZSL using people. An initial action plan will be developed to coincide with the 20-year celebration of NZSL as an official language in April next year. During the 2025-26 financial year, more than $650,000 will be invested in community initiatives and almost $250,000 has been allocated in grants to maintain and promote the use of NZSL. We encourage all New Zealanders to incorporate NZSL into their daily life in the same way Kupa Māori have become part of everyday language, says Greenwood. Information about the strategy is available in alternate formats, NZSL, easy read, large print, audio and braille on the NZSL board website. aicomps.nz/3226. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 14th of November 2025 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text-to-speech with a broadcast-quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.